Free Riders by Luis H. Rose, Maisa Fatoretu, and Teresa Sequia, published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyrighted.
Chapter 1. A Different Sport. Alex Wu is from a small town in California. He's 12, and he's in the 7th grade. Alex loves sports. He's good at soccer and basketball. Alex's best friends are Mike Branson and Carla Gomez. Mike and Carla love sports too. Mike plays baseball, and Carla plays volleyball. One day, Alex and Mike are at Alex's house. They're watching a program about MTB, mountain biking, on TV. It's very interesting. "Alex, this sport is cool," Mike says. "Yeah, and I have an idea," Alex says. "Let's join an MTB group," he adds. "Good idea. Let's ask Carla," Mike says. The next day, Alex and Mike see Carla after school. "Hi, Carla. How are you?" Alex asks.
"I'm fine, thank you. What's up?" Carla asks.
"Mike and I want to join an MTB group. Would you like to join too?" Alex asks.
"MTB? What's that?" Carla asks.
"MTB means mountain biking," Mike answers.
"That's cool. Is it difficult?" Carla asks.
"Yeah, it's not easy. It's important to learn a lot about it and to practice a lot too," Alex says.
"Okay," she says.
"Cool. Let's check the internet for more information," Mike suggests.
"Okay. Let's use my computer," says Alex.
They all walk to Alex's house. They go to Alex's room and turn on the computer. Alex's mom brings them some snacks.
"Look, there's a lot of interesting information about MTB.
There are also some nice photos and videos," Alex says.
"Yes, but there are no MTB schools in our town," Carla says.
"Wait, there's an MTB school in Los Angeles. It isn't very far from here," Mike says.
"Great. Let's ask our parents if we can go," Carla suggests.
"All right," Alex and Mike agree. Alex, Mike, and Carla ask their parents. Their parents say it's okay. Chapter 2. The MTB School. It's Saturday. Alex, Mike, and Carla are in Los Angeles with their parents. They're at the MTB school. Their teacher is a famous MTB rider. His name is Mr. Davis. He's tall and slim. The class is fun, and Mr. Davis is a very good teacher. He tells them about the safety equipment. It's very important. He gives them a list. After class, they go to a sports store with their parents. They buy everything on the list. They also buy mountain bikes. They're all very excited. It's Tuesday. Alex, Mike, and Carla are at the MTB school again. Now they have all the equipment. They practice every day, but MTB isn't easy. At first, they aren't very good at it. But after some time, they get much better. "Let's give our group a name," Alex says.
"How about Super Riders?" Mike suggests.
I don't know. "Any ideas, Alex?" Carla asks.
"How about Free Riders?" Alex suggests.
"I like it," Mike says.
"I do too. It's a nice name for our group. We are the Free Riders now," Carla says.
Chapter 3. The Accident. 2 weeks later, Alex, Mike, and Carla are each at home. Alex is doing his homework. He calls Carla. Hi, Carla. What are you doing? I'm watching a DVD with my sister, Carla says. Why? Well, the weather is nice today. Do you want to go for a bike ride in the mountains? Alex asks. Okay. Let's call Mike, Carla suggests. Carla calls Mike. Hi, Mike. What are you doing? I'm reading some comic books, Mike answers. Well, it's warm and sunny out, says Carla. Let's go for a bike ride in the mountains. Yeah, let's go, Mike answers. They go to the top of a small mountain near their houses. There is an MTB trail there. The group goes down the trail, but there's a big rock in the way. Mike doesn't see the rock. He hits it and falls. Mike isn't wearing his knee pads. My knee! My knee! Mike shouts. Alex and Carla run back to Mike. He's on the ground. Alex, go get some help, Carla says. Alex goes to Mike's house. He talks to Mike's parents. Mike's father goes back to the mountain with Alex. Then, Mike's father takes Mike to the hospital. Alex and Carla are sad. The next day, Alex and Carla are talking to Mike in the hospital. How are you, Mike? Alex asks. I'm fine now. It's not serious, Mike answers. That's good. But you know, Mike, MTB is dangerous. I think we have to quit, Carla says. Alex agrees. Yes, Carla. You're right. It's very dangerous. But Mike doesn't agree. I don't want to quit. Let's continue. Please think about it. Alex and Carla leave the hospital. In the evening, Alex calls their MTB teacher, Mr. Davis. Alex tells him about Mike's accident. You see, Mr. Davis, I think we have to quit MTB. It's dangerous. Yes, Alex, it's dangerous. But most sports are dangerous. Safety in sports is very important, Mr. Davis says. You know, Alex, in life there are many rocks along the way. You have two choices. Stop and quit, or try to continue. Think about that, Mr. Davis adds. Alex thinks about Mr. Davis's words. Chapter 4. The Event. 1 month later, Mike's knee is much better. He is with Alex and Carla. They're talking about MTB. Come on, let's not quit MTB now. Let's continue, Mike says. Okay, Mike, but safety is important, Carla says. Alex agrees. Safety is very important, and I don't want to stop. They start to practice again. They get better every day. One day, they are in the gym at school. There's a poster about an MTB event in Los Angeles. Carla talks to Alex and Mike about it. Let's go to Los Angeles for this MTB event. Yeah, let's go! Mike and Alex agree. They talk to their parents, and they all go to the MTB event. It's Saturday. Alex, Mike, and Carla are at the MTB event. There are a lot of people there. Mr. Davis is there too. The event is fun, and the free riders are good MTB riders now. Chapter 5. The Website. After the MTB event in Los Angeles, the free riders talk a lot about MTB. Let's create our own website about MTB, Alex suggests.
Great idea, Mike and Carla say. Mike, Carla, and Alex take a lot of photos for their website. They read a lot about MTB too. Mr. Davis helps them. 2 weeks later, their website is ready. It's really awesome. There's a lot of information about MTB on their website. There are cool photos and tips about MTB and safety. Now, people from all over the world are visiting their website, and they're writing to Mike, Carla, and Alex too. Mike, Carla, and Alex are very happy. They're still MTB writers, and their website is a big success.